time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 55. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Fairfield Park District will not hold its monthly meeting this week. The board had originally intended to meet tomorrow, but it will not have a quorum present. As such, the meeting has been pushed back to a later date, which has not yet been announced. The park board agenda had been set, barring any additions. It currently includes more possible discussion on the Lakeside Reservoir project as a matter of old business. Its two items of new business deal with a lawnmower and an appropriation ordinance for 2019-2020. Park board members were also expected to approve interfund loans and discuss specific dollar amounts in various funds in the district. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Are you interested in starting your journey toward a new career? Then come see me, Kara Blanton, at Frontier Community College. I will help you enroll in a degree or certificate in programs including automotive technology, construction technology, graphic arts and design, health informatics, and phlebotomy, just to name a few. Registration for summer and fall semester is now open. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to schedule an appointment today.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. New family nurse practitioner Danielle Baker will provide the knowledge and attention to guarantee you get the care you need when and where you need it. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturday for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro.
In other news, according to Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson, payment on Wayne County mobile home tax bills is due by July 1st. Those who do not pay by July 1st will be subject to a $25 monthly penalty. Masterson says the total amount extended this year is $112,512.30. That total is down over $5,000 from last year. The total amount extended has decreased each of the last 6 years. In 2013, the total amount extended was over $170,000. Payments may be made in person or by mail, and they may also be left in the drop box on the west side of the Wayne County Courthouse. Anyone with questions should call the office of the Wayne County Treasurer at 842-5087. Office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Kevin Leonard of the Fairfield Water Department has announced a boil order is in effect for the city's southeast side. The order is for residents on East Douglas Street from 1st to Southeast 6th Streets, as well as Southeast 6th from East Center to East Douglas Streets. Residents in the affected area are to boil water to be used for human consumption. The order will be in effect until further notice. Anyone with questions can contact the City of Fairfield Water Department at 842-7015. The Illinois High School Association Boys and Girls State Basketball Tournaments will go to a single-weekend format beginning in 2021. The IHSA Board of Directors approved the change yesterday. The board also voted to seek request for proposals to host each of the state finals tournaments from 2021 to 2023. The new format calls for the girls' state tournament to include all 4 classes and to be held on March 4th through the 6th in 2021. The boys' tournament will follow the same format the next weekend on March 11th through the 13th. Each class will continue to have 4 state final qualifying teams. The number of games each day and game times have not yet been finalized. One reason for the change was to avoid going head-to-head with the men's NCAA tournament. The boys' 3A and 4A state tournament had been played on the same weekend as the opening rounds of the NCAA tourney. The state tournaments currently are played over four weekends, two each for girls and boys, and they've experienced sagging attendance. Redbird Arena has been the host for the girls' tournament since 1992, and the boys have played at Peoria's Carver Arena for 24 years. The state tournaments will be played under the current four-weekend format in 2020. The new format will be in place for 2021, 2022, and 2023. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at 6 at City Hall. Aldermen have only a three-item agenda on the docket tonight, but one item could see an end to a months-long saga in the city. The council is set to discuss and possibly approve a citywide policy for non-employees riding in city vehicles. Appearing on the Community Connection, Mayor Brent McGuire said the framework of the policy, as it is now written, would essentially only cover contracted workers and family members of city employees.
So basically what we're looking at, what's proposed, is that we would allow elected officials, but also appointed city officials. And then also a proposal is to allow the immediate family, including step family of city officials and employees, which would include parents, brothers, spouse, children of those officials and employees. And then that would supersede the existing police department policy. And then the, another part of that would, for our day-to-day business, we would allow people that the city is doing business with. So vendors, contractors, engineers, someone that's doing work for or related to the city.
The ordinance would also mandate that people only ride in parts of a vehicle that are in accordance with traffic law. So, for instance, rides on the back of a fire truck would not be allowed. The other two items on the agenda tonight are an ordinance to tax people engaged in the business of renting, leasing, or letting rooms, and an amendment to an ordinance dealing with waterline specifications. In other business around Fairfield, Mayor McGuire weighed in on the delayed progress at the new Casey's location on West Main Street. The mayor said he has heard rumors as to why the site work has been slowed, but as far as he knows, contaminated soil is not an actual reason.
I don't have any reason to believe that they won't do anything. To be honest, I'm unsure as to what is the actual holdup. It's not what some people think as far as ground contamination, and because I've heard those, that is not true.
The mayor also weighed in on the Wayne County Neighborhood Watch that has gained traction in the past few weeks. He said people need to be sure they don't become a problem for police.
I mean, I think it's great that people are concerned enough to get involved. I think one of the things that we want to make sure that happens is that there's not too many people out there. You know, the thing that happens is that, you know, the police are patrolling and you know, especially when it's dark, they don't necessarily know just by, you know, who that person is, good, bad, otherwise. And so while it's nice to have more sets of eyes, at the same time, it can be more people that the police have to watch. Yeah, and then the other thing is, you know, I don't think anyone in this group would do that, but we want to make sure that no one is, you know, doing things on their own. If they see something, that they report that to the police immediately.
Mayor McGuire also said the public should be certain that they report incidents to the police department, not just put their claims on Facebook. Former Wayne County Sheriff Sonny McCulley and his wife Janet are circulating a petition to get a referendum question on the county's 2020 election ballot. The measure would detach Chicago from the rest of the state and is called the Illinois Separation Movement. McCulley says he only needs 467 signatures from Wayne County voters to get the question on the ballot.
My wife is actually taking care of it. She's going to get on Facebook and actually put out areas that she's going to be in. She's going to go to the Sisson area, the Wayne City area, and actually go into Fairfield. And we're going to post this on our Facebook page, our own personal page, so all interested parties can get a hold of her and take care of it.
An Athens, Illinois man, Colin Clyburn, is the founder of the movement. He says he believes the question will be on the ballots of at least 98 of the state's 102 counties by the next general election. He also believes 70% of the voters in the state will vote for the proposal. McCulley says local voters are frustrated.
I think it's just an idea to let Chicago know and Springfield that they let them know that we are here. They can hear us. Our voice is heard. Right now, a lot of us don't feel our voice is being heard up there.
The Wayne County effort has a Facebook page called Wayne County, Illinois Separation. The Fairfield Police Department has information for the public in light of a recent spike in overnight burglaries from vehicles. The department says several incidents are under investigation, including one which involved a vehicle being taken. In all but two, the vehicles burglarized were left unlocked. In response, Fairfield police have increased patrols at night. The incidents have reportedly been spread around the city, and residents are encouraged to contact the Fairfield Police Department at 842-2151 if their vehicle has been entered, even if nothing was taken. The department says every report helps them in their investigations. It pointed to a similar situation a number of years ago in which citizen reports and cooperation helped solve a string of vehicle thefts. Furthermore, the department says people shouldn't be easy victims. Police say people shouldn't leave valuables in an unattended vehicle. People are also encouraged to lock their vehicles and take the keys, whether they are out shopping or pulling into their homes. The department also says people should try to park in a lighted area if possible. Anyone who has information relating to the string of vehicle burglaries or any other crimes can contact the Wayne County Crime Stoppers at 842-9777 or 800-222-8477 if they wish to remain anonymous. Flood-weary state residents are taking the neighbors helping neighbors approach when it comes to battling rising rivers. Becky Clark with the Illinois Emergency Management Agency says residents aren't just protecting their riverside towns.
Quincy pushed out over 100,000 sandbags in one day. Those aren't just sandbags for their community. I mean, that is the kind of effort and the spirit that's really a testament of the spirit of the state of Illinois.
With some rivers approaching levels not seen in over 25 years, Senator Dick Durbin toured flooded areas over the weekend. He fears flooding along major rivers is becoming the rule, not the exception.
We can't be naive and expect this never to happen again. What we have to do is rebuild these levees, reinforce these levees, do it on a regional basis. You can't build up one side of the river with the other side of the river sitting by patiently.
Durbin believes the Army Corps of Engineers needs to lead a campaign of restoring and strengthening levees. It's been 100 years since Illinois moved to give women the right to vote. Kim Howard reports.
At a ceremony honoring the 19th Amendment in Chicago, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton spoke of how far the country has come and pledged to continue fighting for women's rights.
We will ensure that Illinois is at the forefront and a model state for all. We understand that we need all voices at the table, and like Ida B. Wells, we will not move unless we take all women with us.
Ida B. Wells was a prominent figure in the women's suffrage movement who worked to make sure black women were heard. Illinois was one of the first states to ratify the 19th Amendment a century ago. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Howard Buffett Foundation plans to build sober housing apartments as part of a $30 million drug treatment campus in Decatur. Buffett is the son of billionaire investor Warren Buffett and the former Macon County Sheriff. Last week, reports indicated that the Howard G. Buffett Foundation has pledged $2.8 million to build two 10-unit apartment buildings for the community care campus. The campus is meant to create a place where different social services can come together to take a comprehensive approach to treating drug addiction. Buffett first announced that he was funding that project in August. The Community Care Campus project is one of the numerous financial contributions that Buffett has given the Decatur community in recent years. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hear that? That's the sweet sound of Minute Maid slushies at McDonald's, turning up your summer. Every sip, slurp, and ah, brought to you by three refreshingly chill flavors like blue raspberry, fruit punch, and new sweet peach. Only at McDonald's and only for summer. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, Minute Maid is a trademark of the Coca-Cola Company.
You've stopped smoking or don't smoke. Congratulations. But you vape or chew. Hold the confetti. Two wrongs don't make a right. Going smokeless or vaping or hookah are not substitutes for cigarettes and tobacco in general. All contain highly addictive nicotine that makes quitting for good a pipe dream. Quit and stay quit. Call 1-866-QUIT-YES from the Illinois Department of Public Health and the American Lung Association in Illinois. QUITYES.org.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 78. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,017. That is down 45. The NASDAQ is at 7,807, down 16. July crude oil is at $53.22, and that is down 4 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 92-year-old Wayne City resident Stanley Matthews died early Friday morning at Cisney Rehab and Healthcare Center. He was a lifelong farmer and a veteran of the United States Army. Stanley Matthews is survived by two daughters, Diana Weber of Wayne City and Ruth Greenwalt of Morrison, two sons, Jack Matthews of Rock Falls and Kurt Matthews of Odin, one brother, Roland Matthews of Fairfield, one sister, Lita Bozarth of Mount Vernon, 11 grandchildren, and several great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. A celebration of life service for Stanley Matthews will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Thursday at Archie L. Sanders Memorial Chapel in Wayne City. Burial will follow in Thomason Cemetery, with military rites provided by Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and Wayne Memorial Post 4535 VFW. A visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the chapel. Memorials may be made to the Helping Hands Ministry in Odin, and they will be accepted at the chapel. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. 56-year-old Fairfield resident Jimmy Wayne Estep died at 2:47 a.m. on Monday at Aperion Care in Fairfield. He had worked in the oil field. Jimmy Estep is survived by his wife, Kimberly, of Fairfield, father Jim Estep of Fairfield, sisters Joellen Estep of Fairfield and Lisa Gosnell of Jeff, and brothers Richard Estep of Fairfield, Bill Estep of Cisney, and Jamie Guffey of Casey. Jimmy Estep will be buried in Victory Cemetery. There will be no formal services. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Partly sunny skies and a high of 80. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 55, and mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 75. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy on Thursday. Thursday's high will be around 72 with a low of 50. Sunny skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 78 with an overnight low of 60. And then scattered showers are possible on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 82 with a low of 68.